not willing to vote for something that we know is in a bad form.
From the Director, Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to amend Airport Agreement CN1917. With Host International, Inc., reducing the leasehold investment amount and modifying space at General Mitchell International Airport.
Moved by Washon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll move approval of item 5.
Mr. Bateman. What's going to do? This is an easy one. Oh, come on.
Let's get a little warm.
Don't say
this is an easy one.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this is a multi-faceted recommendation. We have an agreement with two food and beverage vendors at the airport, Host and SSP, and we need to make some corrections to their lease. One is on their investment requirement. They originally were going to be building a Starbucks on Concourse C. That award went to SSP instead, so we need to make a housekeeping correction to reduce their investment that was in their lease agreement. Additionally, Host was going to operate the bar grill on Concourse D. That has not worked out because of the traffic levels on D have reduced, and they're all out on the hammerhead end of the concourse, not along the stem. And so we're recommending that be removed from their lease agreement and that we instead use that as a retail opportunity at the airport. Finally, the Host has a small area on Concourse D in the Hammerhead that we'd like to relocate out closer to the Delta gates. The fourth thing is that the reduction in the removal of the Concourse D bar grill will also reduce their minimum annual guarantee by about $200,000. That should be made up by the retail revenue.
We do have a motion. Any comments or questions? If not, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Washon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
No.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Six ayes, one no. The motion is approved.
Item number six.